in 1957 with the desegregation of Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas, something really extraordinary happened. Crowds of thousands of white folks, many of them women, tried to block the integration of the school. They screamed, they hollered, they threatened, they cursed, and all of that was done in front of national television cameras. A very, very embarrassing situation for the President of the United States, who was trying to project the U.S. In opposition to Soviet competition as being such a liberal place to live and the home of democracy and the land of the brave and such. And it was very embarrassing. So Eisenhower sent in troops to Little Rock in 1957. And this had a tremendous impact on black public opinion, because this was the first time since Reconstruction that the federal government had intervened on the side of black people. Eisenhower's stock went up in black America sky high. And so as we move into the 1960 presidential election, there is great fear among the Democrats, who know it's going to be a very tight race, that Richard Nixon, Eisenhower's vice president, now hitting the ticket, may inherit some of that tremendous goodwill that Eisenhower got because of his intervention in Little Rock in 1957.